Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Terrell. How may I help you today?
Hi, Terrell. My name is Philip. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Can I give you my account number so you can pull it up?
Yes, I'm
I've
ready.
got I have a couple of issues. So 3313561-001.
All right. And verify your address.
So it'd be 29 Hancock Street, Keene, 03431.
All right, and I do see your collection. How can I help you with this?
Okay, so two things. So I spoke with someone named Marvin when I called you guys on 328 and told him that I had received a toolkit that I had requested way back. I received a, on 318, I received a email, a sorry for your loss email. My partner, the account, original account was in his name, Mike Pollan in P.O. Box 100 in Dublin. And so the email came from Kelly at 114, and it said that a courtesy shipment submitted for the missing items was approved and would be on its way shortly. We'll get an email with a tracking number. Future replacements need to be made within 30 days. So she gave me that email, and the email that she had sent me, so this is one issue, said that it was regarding kits, I think she put 14 through 30 and 41. But also what was missing in there when she did send that on 318 was originally when I called, and I've got them all listed, written down, I also had in there number 37. I got 35 through 39 came as a whole, but no 37 came within that 35 through 39. And she didn't put that in that email. So I didn't mention that in the last couple of calls, but so that's one thing I wanted to write down. There also was no 37. Okay, that's one. When I spoke with Marvin on 328, which is a couple of weeks ago, there's two issues. He said that there's a new warehouse being built and to give it 1 or 2 weeks, that it was being mailed. And he said give it 1 or 2 weeks into April. So today is the 18th, and it's been 2 weeks into April, and I've not received anything yet. So I didn't know if it shows, is it still being mailed? Is it still in the warehouse, or are they still building the warehouse? Or so that would have been one. That's number two. And then the third issue was they have this on suspension, so they don't automatically mail until April 26th. But I told them I don't want to start that. That was moved up. I didn't want to start it because I haven't gotten those other pieces. So if you look at the solar planetarium kit, I only could go 1 through 14 because I'm missing 15 through 30. So I don't have the magazine for them. I don't have the, you know, pieces or anything. So that's what got approved. And I can't build that further. And that's only 35. And the kit goes all the way up to 50-ish, roughly. So I can't build those. I don't even have them. So they can't continue the April 26th thing. That's got to be pushed out even further for suspension. So those are my three issues. No 37. And so when they do mail me this, whatever's supposed to be being mailed, there'll be no 37 in there. So I'm only going to be able to work from 30. I'm only going to be able to work up to 36. Okay, so that was that one. And then number two, is it still being shipped out? And then warehouse-wise, and then number three was upping the 26 suspension release date.
Okay.
Thank
yeah, I can.
That. That's a lot of information. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. No problem.
What was
I got
your name,
it.
Timothy? What was your name?
Terrell.
Terrell. Thank you, Terrell.
You're welcome. Yeah, I could help you with that suspension until you do receive it. It might be best if we did a 2 month or a month suspension.
It's
got to
go out more than a month because I can't put that. First of all, I don't have the kit coming.
Right.
And when I do get it, then I've got to build a couple of months worth. So that's got to go out quite a bit.
Yeah, I was about to suggest we suspend it a few months until you give us a call back to let us know it automatically shipped out to you.
So just put it on hold till I call back.
And
because I like this thing. I just want to put it together, and I really like it.
Okay, and you said that 37 wasn't?
Yeah, 37 is the one now. So when I went way back originally, I'm looking in my note. I think my first call was a Mishana on 3-5. And then I spoke with an Eloise on 3-8. And then explaining to them what was, I said I requested to talk to somebody. And then 3:15, let me see, 3:07, I spoke with Jasmine. And then 3:18, I got the email from Kelly, a supervisor, and approving the reshipment of those. So somewhere there on either the 3:07 with Jasmine, or I think it was more like Eloise on the 3:08 or the 3:15, on one of those I spoke with, or even on 3:05 with Mishana, originally I had said, you know, that there was no 37 on there. So that's in there. I just didn't see it on the 3:18 email from Kelly. She listed kids 14 through 30 and 41 should be on their way shortly. That's what it says from Kelly on 3:18. What's not in there, it doesn't say the 37. So I needed to add that because her email says, sent a sorry for your loss email at 1:14 from Kelly, a one-time courtesy reshipment submitted for the missing items. Kits 14 through 30 and 41 should be on the way shortly. We'll get an email with tracking number. Future replacements need to be made within 30 days. So I just wanted to make sure that the number 37 was in that, because that was originally what I did tell them was missing.
Oh, yeah, I can make sure for you as well, most definitely.
Okay, thank you.
And you're welcome.
And then does it show that those still are being worked on?
Yep, I see everything was processed for your reshifts with Kelly, just like you stated on the 18th. And yes, and also the warehouse has been updated, so they started shipping out on the 15th of April.
Oh, good. So just now, just recently, just within the last few days. All right, so I'll give it I'll give it more time.
And yes.
And so you'll add number 37 on there for me?
Yeah, and I'll do it right now as we speak. And I'll clarify
what happened
after.
Was, this was in my partner's name. He ordered all this. He never opened up the stuff. Well, he opened up each box, but he never put anything together. So as I was going through it and starting to put it together and put all the catalogs in the binders, there was no, I only could go to number 14. There is none. And then in a couple of them, although he does have the box, like the 35 through 39 deal, 35's in there, 36 is in there, no 37, 38's in there, and 39's in there, but just the 37's missing. So it was that kind of a situation with all this. So I called and had it put in my name since he's no longer here.
Okay.
And they were going to mail me the ones I don't have, and then I'm going to put that all together, and then I'll call in and restart the deal.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let me process this reship first, and then I'll suspend it. You're welcome.
Thank you.
No problem.
Now, is that going to fall? That won't fall under the 30-day thing with her email that says in the future 30 days. That would be for anything that gets shipped to me. I'd have 30 days to return it, correct?
Yeah.
This one's just a correction of a mistake from them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
When I first called.
Yeah, exactly. I'll rectify that issue. And you don't have to pay anything extra. Yeah, and I understand.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just waiting for the system, by the way.
Okay, that's
just
fine.
A second.
So I did get my toolkit, which is cool. See, one of the things he didn't look at is when he got his kit, the very first one says, if you open it up and read it, and you read the catalog, the magazine, the very first one says our toolkit will be sent free of charge with a request. And so he never ordered that kit. So he's had all these with no kit to put it together. So I did receive that one. That came separate from you guys. I've already gotten that.
Just a second.
Sure.
I'm still with you, just waiting for the system.
Okay. You guys are great customer service, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
That was really a nice way to get me to come back and want to continue with you guys. You've been thorough and followed through with everything. And whenever I call, there's only one person. I'm always next in line, so I don't have to wait very long.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, they love to rectify their wrongs if ever, and always like to make things right whenever they can.
Well, in this situation, it's kind of unique. So,
mm-hmm.
My partner and I are both into astronomy, and I take classes more in the science end of it. And then he's more of an engineer, so he liked this and bought it to put it together, and he never did before he passed. So.
Oh, we're sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thanks.
And I'm still just waiting for the system, of course.
All right.
Sorry about this wait.
No problem. We're getting snow tonight. Where am I calling? Pennsylvania?
No, I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, we're getting snow. I'm in talking to you from New Hampshire. We got a squall yesterday. Literally, I looked out and I saw it. I knew it was going to rain. And it was really cold, so it was spitting down. And I thought, oh, well, it's sleet. It'll go away. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I looked out, and all the roofs and cars were covered in white. We got a squall in. So that was yesterday. And then tonight at 10 o'clock, we're supposed to get 1 to 3 inches.
Wow.
Team New Hampshire. Go figure that one out, huh? Alabama, I bet you it's hot down there right now, huh? Is it warm?
Yeah, it's raining here. Yeah, it's rain. Yeah, we got a rainy. It's like the rainy season here.
Oh, I used to live in Oklahoma, so
okay,
I'm a little familiar with weather down there.
Yeah, that's a huge change with that snow up there.
Yes, I know. 1 to 3. Everyone's like, "Are you kidding me?" It'll go away though. It'll just melt tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
It'll come tonight, and it'll go by more than likely by the end of the day. Even if you got 3 inches, it'll. Go away.
Yep, so it's still going back to the beginning of this collection to find that 37.
Okay. Yeah, I actually have. Let me see if I get the receipt. There's the box. I wrote stuff down, 114, 40 through 31. Oh, yeah, 35 through 37. There it is. So I'm looking at the invoice right now in front of me. That came in that box. That's toolkit. Okay, yep. And so it says right on it, solar system issue 35, 36. Oh, yeah. So maybe that's why it's coming up. So it says solar system issue 35, 36, 38, 39. And that's for the solar system issue. Okay, there is no 7 on that, on this order number. And that was, you want a shipment number or a shipment? I just now realized that. So why would there be no 37? And then it says, they did tell me in speaking with, I've spoken with about 5 different people so far, but they said sometimes the issues didn't go to print or, they aren't available and they have to mail them out later or something like that. I forget what they had shared with me, but I'm looking at this and it says MAG, Solar System Issue 35, MAG, Solar System Issue 39, MAG, Solar System Issue 36, and MAG, Solar System Issue 38. And I do not see a 37 printed on this invoice. Total item amount was $43.60. Shipping and handling was $7.80. Amount paid was $51.40. Order date was 9/11/2020. So there is no 37 on this. Does that mean they never made one?
Hold on, I'm about to look into that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now in front of me. So I don't know why they mail you one with 35 through 39, but not have 37 in there.
Hold on.
Sure. So that would be August 11 of 2020. So then the next one would be, it would be 40. Yeah, 40 through 43. I'm going to look at that one. Let's see what that does. That would have been the next month's. 40 through 43, and that's the one that I have down that says no 41. So the next month after what I just read, I'm looking at the invoice. Yeah. So this one says solar issue 40, mag, solar
here
system
we go.
40.
Here we go. I found it, actually. It was shipped out on... Mm-hmm. It was shipped on August 10, 2021. So I'm reshipping that for you.
Yeah, well, I don't have it, so you'll have to.
Yeah, so I'm reshipping that for you now.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
So was that a mistake, or they just didn't print it until that? Or maybe the parts for the gizmo were not made and had to get manufactured or something? Why would that be so far?
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
So
an item.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah, it's called wheeling. Yep. If an item isn't available, they'll skip over it and send the next available.
Send it when it's next time available. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I just processed that for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And let me suspend this account. What day would you like to suspend to? Do you think we should do it to the maximum until you give us a call back?
Yeah, I think I would.
Okay.
Just until I get this kit in and I can put it together and go. Because I have yet to go. I only went, as I said, I only went up through 14. So even as I go through all these other boxes, and put the magazines in, I don't know, you know, what I've got and what I don't. So, yeah, let's just do that, please.
Okay.
Just makes it easier.
The next available or the maximum I can suspend to is August the 16th.
So I'll write that down.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Tyra.
And you're welcome. I'm sending an email for you to confirm.
Okay. All right.
Was there anything else I could help you with?
No.
All right. And thanks for calling Eagle Moss. And please hold for that short one question survey after this call.
Thank you, Terrell. Have a great day.
And likewise. Bye-bye.
Stay dry.
You too.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.